I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Say that it's January, and just set the temperature in your house at, like, you know, let's just bump it all the way up to like 48 degrees. Okay. Now, 48, you're not going to, you know, you can make it at 48. It's not 30 below. But if you walk into a house that, you know, that's 48 degrees, just try doing life in a house like that. You know, much as you like, you're working in the kitchen, you're sitting down. I mean, every time you stop, if you keep moving, you might be okay. But every time you stop and it's that cold, you know, that's what we mean by creating a culture in your home. I think for some of us, we really don't realize that, man, with our kids, with our spouse, you know, what's the temperature set at? And one of the things that warms up a house biblically, I think, is by living out this thing called the blessing. And so that's really what we get to talk about today, is how do you set it at 78, you know, that might be a little high, 76, something, but where it's really comfortable and really awesome and kind of the way it is out here during spring training, not to rub it in.
Sure, sure.
Guys.
Well, the reality is that kids especially, I mean, we all, I guess, need affirmation, but kids especially really need to know that as parents or just adults that we're on their side, right? I mean, that's universal.
You know what? Absolutely. I'm convinced that every kid in every home deserves to know that there's at least one person in their life who's crazy about them. Now, I'm a marriage and family counselor and, you know, work in a college setting. And, of course, the station there, you guys are involved with that. And there are so many broken people today. It's just ridiculous. And for so many of them, the differentiator between growing up with brokenness and staying broken or moving forward is, guess what? There's got to be just even one person. If there's, it could be a teacher, it could be a coach, Lord willing, it's a parent, grandparent. If somebody really believes that somebody's crazy about them, well, then when you begin to hear about this God that's crazy about you and loves you and gave his life for you so much, that he laid his own life down for you. Well, let me tell you, that's way easier to understand. Water has a hard time rising above its level. And so, again, for some of us like me that didn't grow up with the blessing from at least one, certainly did get the blessing from my mom, but never did from my dad. But, man, let me tell you, just having one person committed to giving you the blessing can literally be life-changing, even if things were difficult growing up.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.